The email we got in for today's second date update just said this in the subject line. It said, craziest night ever, with like four R's. So I know it had to have been crazy. And then I read the email and there was property damage involved. So I agree. Sounds like a pretty crazy night. I don't know if it's the craziest night ever, but let's find out. Natalie is on the phone. Natalie, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are y'all? Hey.
Oh my God, you've recovered from your craziest night ever, I take it?
Not totally. Like, I haven't fully recovered because the guy hasn't called me back.
Oh. Oh, man.
And what's his name?
Paul.
Paul, all right. And how did Paul give you the craziest night ever?
So, my birthday, you know, do it in style. Mm-hmm. We were just going around town having drinks and then go to our last place. And Paul is the bartender there. He is giving us free shots. Like, basically, he's partying with us, like, the rest of the night. And it's super fun. And he's, like, so cute. And, like, he's, like, the dreamiest bartender.
Oh, my gosh. And, okay, already you need to stop, okay? Paul is the dreamiest bartender to probably hordes of women. You realize that, right?
Yeah, but that night, he was all mine.
Okay.
So, how many free shots did you get?
I do not. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. That's a really good night.
All right. So you clearly have a good memory of Paul the bartender.
Yeah. He had like these sleeves, like the arm sleeve tattoos. Oh, so yummy.
Oh, my God. He has so many red flags for me right now. Like, if you and I were best friends, I'd be like, leave it. Just let's move on.
Really?
Like, it was a good night. Leave it as a good night.
Well, I'm glad we're not best friends then, Brooke, because we had a great time.
Okay.
Okay. Well, tell us about the rest of the night then. How did you, I mean, I'm assuming you finally talked to him and got his phone number and all that.
Well, yeah. Like, we just, like, stayed and hung out while the bar closed. And, like, I asked him if he wanted to go home with me. And he was like, yeah. So we kicked it to my place.
Ooh.
Problem was I could not find my keys. Didn't realize till later that I left them with my friend Tanner. But yeah, no keys to get into my apartment. And I was, you know, tipsy and ready, you know, to like move on with the night. So I told Paul to kick in my door and
he did.
And he saved it. He kicked in the door. He's a strong man.
He really wanted to make that night happen too.
Yeah,
that is desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah. This session's happening.
What happened after he kicked in the door?
Yeah. So then like, we're like just making out like on the couch. It was nothing I'm ashamed of. We were just like, you know, having fun and like getting to know each other and kissing. And then I was tired, so I just passed out.
Oh no! Too many shots!
So wait, like how in the middle of making out were you when you passed out?
I don't know. I just remember making out, and then I remember waking up.
And did you wake up and like look and see your door was kicked in and wonder what happened, or did you remember some of that?
No, because I woke up to police waking me up.
Like, what?
Yeah, no kidding. Like, I am surrounded by police, and I'm the only one there. I have no idea where Paul is. It's super scary. And then they put me in handcuffs.
What?
Why are we all shocked with this? A door got kicked in an apartment building. They walk in, and there's a girl passed out on the couch. Like,
but why is she arrested?
In your mind, Natalie, you're probably like, yeah, this party just got better. Hello, officers.
No, I needed some beauty rest. I was really shocked.
Oh, my God. I would have been scared out of my mind. What happened when they put you in handcuffs?
Oh, I did not understand why. Like, because, you know, why would I be in handcuffs in my own place? Mm-hmm. Turns out that it was not my place. It was my neighbor's place. We have these identical buildings, and I totally screwed up.
You were hammered. Oh, no.
I knew how to get home. I just, like, miscalculated by a few doors.
So you kicked in the door to your neighbor's place and made out on their couch and fell asleep.
Yeah.
Epic night.
You were so drunk that you made out in someone else's apartment and didn't realize it was your own place?
Yeah, best night ever. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. All right. You know what? I was a little skeptical when I saw your email saying it was the best night, craziest night ever. But now I kind of agree with you. That is definitely a crazy night.
Yeah. Totally crazy, but here's my problem. Paul wasn't there when I woke up, and I haven't been able to get in touch with him at all. Like, I've texted, I've called. I have no idea, like, where he is, if he's okay. Like, I don't know. I need help.
Again, wow. Shouldn't you just leave this to Craziest Night Ever and not pursue Paul anymore?
No, because Paul, like, I feel like we had so much fun, like, the just not normal fun. Like, he's super dreamy.
Yeah. Any guy that will do a little breaking and entering on your behalf is definitely someone who you want to keep around for sure.
I'm not even sure if Paul knows what happened. Like, it was so crazy waking up to police, and he doesn't even know that. Like, he would die over that story.
I will say, if I was Paul, I'd want to know that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, what me happened? Too.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update, all right?
All right.
Okay,
yeah.
Hang on.